I'm Michelle. Welcome to Umbilical Cord of the Gourd, where I listen to my best friend Maggie tell ridiculous stories from her life. Hey, Maggie.
Hi, I'm Mag. I have ridiculous stories from my life.
Maggie, what's the story today?
Today I'm going to tell you guys about how a lifelong passion that started when I was 3 evolved into me being harassed on the internet to send people who may or may not be young Asian women videos of myself burping, and how this quickly devolved into somewhat of an abusive relationship between me and these online people.
That you still don't know if they're real or not.
I don't think they're real. I think this was I think this was someone's kink, and I think I fed into it, and I will regret this until the day that I die.
So I would say, like, anybody that knows Maggie knows she's really, really good at burping. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. So, like, when I was living in my house in college, it was like a two-story house. And one time, one of my roommates, I was like in my room upstairs, which is directly over the kitchen. And one of my roommates came into my room and was like, "Maggie, you just burped." And the counters shook. Also, as like a precursor to why I'm so good at burping, it's because I was a really competitive child. And like, so every year my church would go to like this camp for like a weekend. And like, it was like a summer camp with like cabins and shit, but like adult, like grandparents, kids, whatever would go. And one year my mom was like, "Let's have a burping competition for all the kids." And my brother won. And I cried for like an hour. Like, I was 3 and like, I've never felt defeat before this day.
So do you think it doesn't necessarily come to you naturally? You had to work really hard at it?
I think, yeah. Well, I think like I worked really hard at it from a young age, and I honestly think I maybe like changed somewhat of the internal structure of my body so that I'm now more able to burp than most people. After this thing, like, and my brother still remembers it too, I like cried. Not like I was like, I like sobbed for an hour. This is the one thing in my life where, like, I lost and it shook me.
Do you have any kind of teaser stories about burping prior to this experience?
So my best friend Maggie R and I, on the way to basketball practice when we were, like, 7, used to sit in the backseat of the car, and we invented a new kind of burping that I call rapid burping. And it's one where, like, instead of, like, one long burp, I can do a series of burps where I burp in and out and 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 in and out indefinitely. Let me do rapid burping for you, because that one's actually wild.
Okay.
It goes like this.
Okay, but if I just listen to the audio, I can't even tell which part is the in and which part is the out. So you're like double burping.
Yeah, I'll do it slowly.
Okay, so you're also burping on the way in.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then all the air gets like stuck. It like doesn't even go all the way down my throat. Mm-hmm. It sort of like stops at the glottis.
The glottis? Is that an organ?
Yes. Nah, like I would love to know someone else who is also a rapid burper. Because I think it's just me and Maggie R, and I haven't talked to her in 10 years. So I don't know if she kept up the art.
What other kind of burps can you do?
I have to fart right now. Do you want to hear that? And I can't say her name because this is really, really weird. So, like, there was a time when I was maybe 14, 15, where, like, I didn't realize that there was a difference between queefing and farting. And I was like playing a lot of sports, so like I had a pretty well developed core, and I figured out that I could queef on demand.
What?
By like flexing my abs. What? Yeah, I was really ripped as a child. Like, I was like a pretty ripped 15-year-old.
Is that when you were taking like weightlifting?
Yeah, yeah. It was like weightlifting and like volleyball and basketball and stuff, and it just like, I realized that like if I was like in the right position, but I also realized that like if you get on all fours and stick your ass in the air, it's really easy to queef in and out. And I taught another girl how to do this. She It's like my friend from church, and she came up to like hang out at our house in the mountains, and I was like, hey, do you want to know how to fart on command? And so the two of us were just in the top floor of my dad's house, uh-huh, just on all fours queefing.
Okay, how did you know if she was queefing or farting?
I mean, I assume she was queefing because I actually don't think the method that I was using works for farting. Because
you can't fart on command, right?
No, and also, like, the strategy was very similar to my burping strategy. Like, I would bring air in and then push it out. And I don't think my butthole would do that.
Oh, here's the question. Do you think you could rapid queef?
Not right now. I would need to, like, get a lot fitter than I am. So now that I've shown you rapid burping and that I've explained to you where this love came from. Junior year of college, I was sitting in my room, and my roommate, who was, like, Cambodian, was like, hey, Maggie, I just saw the, like, Korean Student Association group. Somebody posted and, like, said that they are looking for someone who, like, a girl who's really good at burping. And they wanted to get some videos of her because they're doing, like, a research project about, like, defying gender norms or something. And they will give you, like, an Amazon gift card. And I was like, sweet, I can make $50 by just burping. Sold. And Kathy was really convinced that she knew this person whose name was Eunice Kim. And I'm giving you their full name because they're not real. So Kathy was like, hey, Eunice, Maggie, welcome. Maggie's great at burping. Eunice needs some burpers. And then Kathy left the conversation, and Eunice starts telling me about the project. And I was like, sounds good. She said, can you send me some, like just some audio recordings? So, like, I know you're the real deal, so I know you can really burp. And I was like, no problem. And then I told her when I would do it, and I was super busy in college, especially that year. And so I, like, forgot and kept putting it off. And then finally she was like, when will you be sending this? And I was like, before noon today. On this day, I happened to be in the library all day. And so I just went into the stairwell of the library and recorded some burps for my, like, onto my computer. So, like, I'm just in a library stairwell, just aggressively burping at my computer. And so I think this would be a good time to play the recordings. Roll the tape.
Consistent.
Also, what's occurring to me now is that I probably had to warm up for like 10 minutes to get them to that level. Also, it's super echoey. Like, if anyone else had just walked into the stair, oh gosh.
That's probably not the most embarrassing thing you've ever done in college. So,
oh, absolutely not. Okay, so I send her that. And then she responds and is like, can we schedule a time right now that works for both of us? After that, I can give you all the info you need.
Wait, what other info do you need?
Okay, so basically we're trying to coordinate time so I know that, like, what she wants, right? Like, does she want just like a 30-second video of me burping? Does she want me to do different kinds of burps? Whatever. But the thing that was weird is, like, I remember at the time, because I'm also dumb, is what I've learned through really reflecting on this story. I remember at the time thinking, like, oh yeah, we'll just meet up in person and she can take some videos of me burping. But she kept being like, no, we're just going to be online and you're going to be sending me videos and then I will message you feedback about those videos.
Holy shit.
And you can, like, change them and burp exactly how I need you to burp, you know, for the sake of science.
Wait, didn't you have, like, an abstract or something that she sent?
Yeah, I can read it.
Okay.
Abstract is a strong word for this. It's basically a research project proving that despite differences in gender, ethnicity, etc., humans are the same, i.e. biologically, physically, etc., despite certain features we associate with certain ethnicities. The argument is that race doesn't exist as a human and is a human construct. I don't know what this has to do with me. It's more important than just burping. That burping is just one aspect of the project, and the burping portion is to help defy gender stereotypes. This is extremely in a nutshell, of course. The video will not be posted anywhere online. Uh-huh. We will not let anyone see it without your permission. I don't believe that. I feel confident that it was posted online somewhere. But yeah, so now that I'm reading it again, hindsight is 2020. That was not an abstract. That was her being like, everyone's a person, so we need videos of you burping.
I also don't understand why that's a how that plays into the race thing.
So I think they were initially looking for young Asian women to burp.
Oh.
Because they posted this in the Korean Student Association group. I just happened to have an Asian friend who told me about it.
Okay. Did they think you were Asian?
No. I mean, like, you know, anyone can have any name, but I don't think Margarita Armstrong. not the most Asian thing I've ever heard.
Wait, question. If they were like, oh, we're just going to like review your video and send you comments and then you can redo the video with different burping styles, why did you have to like schedule a time to like be together online?
She wanted to be able to give me feedback and be immediately changed. That's the thing, is like if she had given me just like, please burp this,
yeah,
like, burp the alphabet, then burp. But again, now that I'm reading through it, I really think it was a power play thing, right? Like she wanted to be like, burp for me, bitch.
Again, everyone, just know that nobody that I've ever met has the level of experiences that Maggie has just somehow come into in her life.
This is a story that I forget about for like a year at a time. And then like suddenly something will happen. I'll be like, remember the time somebody harassed me to burp on the internet? And it's only recently that I've come to understand how predatory this is. Yeah. So we're trying to schedule things. And then she said, okay, are you free now? Yes. How about we start the project and then we can finish another time? I said, okay. So real quick, what are you able to record with? And do you have Dropbox? And so we go back and forth for a while. And I like don't give a shit about recording or hi podcast or about like videos or like pictures. Like I lived in China for a year. I took 3 pictures. So she was like, what quality of camera do you have? And I was like, a phone. And I had to like send her sample videos so that it was like the right aspect ratio and like the quality was appropriate.
What?
But one time she messages me and said, okay, real fast, can you record 2 super short samples with the phone and computer and send them to me? I can then decide based on which seems better. And I said, right now I'm in a relatively quiet place and my phone is dead, but I can do it later. And she said, relatively quiet as in you can't burp? And I said, yes. And she said, oh, damn it. I thought you were free from now until 2:30. And I was like, yeah, but I'm in the Y working in between classes, which she doesn't know what the Y is because she doesn't go to UNC. And it's something very specific, again, because she's not real. And then she goes, got it. Is it impossible to record anything at all right now then? And I said, not anything with sound. Again, I was like basically in a library. Then damn, well, that kind of defeats the purpose. I want to be on at the same time as when you record so I can walk you through everything, make sure we're on the same page, etc. When would be good recording times? So again, we're going through like trying to find good times. And then I was like, oh, okay, can you just give me the directions and when do you need it? And she said, I'll give you the directions when we're on at the same time and I can direct you through. In the meantime, since you can't record, can I just ask you a few questions about your burping?
For science.
For science. Anyways, so on to the questions. Do you know how to burp the alphabet / sentences? Also, your burps were very loud, but do they also get longer, or is that as long as they get? And I said, yes, they do get longer. How much longer can you make them while maintaining that loudness? I would say 10 seconds is close to my max. Oh, wow. The ones you did were only about 2 seconds. Are you able to make them 10 seconds long consistently? Like, about how long can you make them consistently? So I have to warm up. When I sent those to you, I recorded them in a stairwell on campus, so I was rushing. The first several will be about that long, and as I go, I can get them longer. I feel pretty confident that I can get them up to 6 or 7 seconds if I allow myself to warm up. Ah, got it. Sounds good. Can I show you a quick soup video super fast? Just wondering if you use the same burping technique as she does. I said, I don't have headphones. Okay, I'll just try and explain it then. What burping technique do you use? Do you inhale air in one large breath or do multiple small gulps to get big burps? I said multiple small gulps. Okay, got it. And in terms of loudness, is that pretty much as loud as they get? Not that they weren't loud. Again, like you guys heard this burp. It was echoing. Like they shouldn't be louder than that. I said, yeah.
Also, like, one of the things that, like, confounds me is the depth of how much she wants the details of your burps.
Yeah.
In a study that isn't supposed to be focused that much on the burping itself.
Yeah. Like, the study is just supposed to be like, girls can burp.
Right.
Not like...
Girls use this burping technique to burp for 10 seconds at a time while gulping small gulps of air.
And maintaining a decibel of. Also, like, having done a very little bit of like, sociological research, you really should ask questions like, why do you like burping? She didn't care about my backstory. She was only in it for the burps. Okay, got it. One more question. Do you know how much of the alphabet you can get through in a single burp or breath? I said, not sure.
Wait, can you try it right now?
Next time I feel a good burp coming on,
okay,
I'll, like, foster it. I don't have anything in me right now, but, like, okay, as I continue to drink some beer, I'm sure something will come. So that was a back and forth, which should have, like, those were red flags. I didn't pay attention to them. I didn't pay attention. I was completely oblivious.
Yeah, Maggie, there's, like, many times in your life where you've been given many red flags, giant red flags, that you should have maybe paid attention to.
I just thought that she was as, I mean, she was. I mean, like, I'm really into the art of burping, right? So, like, if I was talking to, like, another...
A fellow burp enthusiast.
Then I would be like, oh, yeah, of course these are the questions you ask. I didn't really think about, like, why she needed to know them for her research. This is one of many reasons that I think that I am likely to one day join a cult. I would join a burping cult.
But not a predatory one. A fun one.
Not a predatory one. One where people are just in it for the art of the burp.
Can you start a rival burping cult to this burping cult?
So here's the thing. I don't think I have the personality to be a cult leader.
Okay.
I'm like, people that love me really love me, but I'm not somebody who can, like,
inspire the masses to burp.
Yeah. I'm a really great number two. So I'll keep my eyes open for number one. All right. And then for, like, a really long time, we're just trying to find times to do it. And she keeps, like, not trying to nail something down. I also did send her some videos at one point, which frightens me. Because I just checked, her Dropbox is now closed.
Oh.
So.
But I thought she, were they ones where she live instructed you? Did you ever do that?
No, because after I sent her some stuff on Dropbox, I was supposed, like, she was just, like, never available at the time. She's like, she couldn't tell me a schedule. Like, I gave her, also I told her what I was doing at all points in the day for the span of, like, 2 weeks. Again, I am a very gullible person. If she was a real student, she could have met me in person, and I just kept being like, I have my computer. This is what I can do on my computer. Mm-hmm. This is how old my computer is. And finally she was like, okay, well, I guess we're just going to have to go with that. It kind of sucks, though. Just like,
jeez.
Right? This is where she starts getting rude. So what I'll have you do is a 5-minute recording of a really loud, long burp. Do you think you can warm up before you record and see if you can get to them to 6 or 7 seconds? And I said, so I feel bad about this, but something came up. I can definitely do what you've said. If you send me a detailed list of what you want, I can get you the videos as soon as I have time to sit and down and do it. And she said, ugh, really? The thing is, I want to be here as you record. It's being done in small parts so I can review them and tell you if I need changes for the next part. And I said, yeah, but I can do this on my own if you just send me exactly what you want. And she said, yeah, that won't work, just as I mentioned. Again, like, really, really pushy. It's more than one recording, as you know, obviously.
Okay, if I were not Maggie Armstrong, I would not be able to modify my burps to someone's command.
Oh, I would.
I know, but like any regular person.
Again, because I'm not regular, this didn't occur to me how weird this was. This is where things started to go downhill, and I started showing them to Kathy and being like, what the fuck is going on? But I just kept doing it because, like, I like burping and I thought I would get an Amazon gift card.
Is this the dumbest thing that you've done for money, potential money?
I feel like the answer is no, but I'm struggling to come up with, yeah, definitely 100% the dumbest thing I've done for potential money.
Which you've never got?
Which I never got. instead of just got
harassment.
Yeah. So again, I was like, yeah, sorry, something came up. And I was like, I don't know if there's going to be a good time where we're both able to like be free and be online. And she said, what's the reason? You said you were free now. And there's times where I can be, I really don't get it. And I was like, something somewhat urgent came up. I have no idea what it was. And she said, do you know how long it will take to handle? I said, no. And she said, okay, this might be asking a lot, but would it be possible to get 1 5-minute recording real quick before you go? And then after that, we can figure out a time and such. And I said, no, I'm not on my computer anymore. And she said, ugh, this is so fucking frustrating. Just so you know, it's going to be quite a few recordings. Is that okay? And I said, that's fine. Just let me know exactly what you want and I will do it. And so I was like, I'll get it to you sometime before I go to bed tonight. She still never told me what she wanted, though.
Do you think she's just like the front man for like other people? Or do you think she's like the head honcho of this cult?
I don't know if there's like, so what I would be curious if is it's actually a cult or if it's one person who has a bunch of burner accounts.
Let's save the theories till the end and we can talk about Tickled a little bit and then we can talk about this. Okay.
Yeah. And then when I finally got home at 4:15 in the morning, I said, so my stomach really hurts and shoving a bunch of air into it's not helping. So I'm not going to be able to make the videos tonight. And she said, man, just curious. You're not making excuses, right? Not accusing you of anything, but just asking. Also, like, what a weird way to talk to a research subject.
Whoa.
And she said, do you know when they'll be able, when you'll be able to do it since you weren't earlier sometime today? And I said, honestly, I did feel bad yesterday, but I actually don't think I'm going to do this anymore. So then I stopped responding to her. And she's like, you don't think what? And she's like, do you still think you can do it? And I wasn't responding. And then she said, you're an ideal participant. And I would really like to appreciate to continue this project. And I didn't respond. And then she was like, ah, I got to bring in my buddy. And this is where it gets weird now looking back, because I remember the person that she brought in to like be my new correspondent. And it was a boy. And I think his name was Edwin. But it's a girl now. Again, a young Asian woman, Chungyun the second. Or Chungyun Il. It might be Chungyun Il. Actually, that's an IL. Yeah, sorry. So not the second, but still. Whatever. It's still, and it's just like, also like if you look at their profile pictures, they have like no friends and it's just like one random like peace sign picture of a girl.
Wait, have you ever tried to reverse Google search their pictures?
No.
And see if it's like from a real person that they stole.
We should do this. Okay, let me get through this message. I'm almost done with the messages and then I'm going to throw in the second part.
Okay.
But let's do this when we're done. When we're done with this. Because this next stream of messages is the funniest part. So she makes a group chat with me, Eunice, and who is now Chungyun, who at the time was Edwin. And Eunice said, if you don't want to work with me, maybe you can just work with my partner instead. And Chungyun said, Maggie, I'm sorry if anything went wrong. I can take over if there were any problems with Eunice. Can you please tell me what your concerns might be? Eunice, maybe you should leave the conversation, please. Whoa. Eunice said, okay. And I just said, I'm sorry. I'm actually just really not interested in doing this. And that's the last message I ever sent. That didn't stop them from messaging me back. Can you tell me what the reason is? I'm sure Eunice did something that might have made you mad, and I'm extremely sorry for that. I know that you were excited before. Can you tell me what happened? I'll make sure the compensation is well worth your time, and we can even discuss that now if you like. I'll also make sure you don't have to deal with her at all. Do you think we can work something out? And then she waited like a day. Sorry, I said she. He, because it was a boy in 2015. Everyone is frustrated right now because it's incredibly hard to find people. I'm sure Eunice said something inappropriate because she's immensely stressed right now. We're just doing our best. And again, I'm sorry if anything happened. Do you think you can give it a chance? And then, do you think we can just talk, Maggie? I'm willing to accommodate you with whatever you need. Can we please discuss? So at this point where they're like, I'm willing to accommodate you with whatever you need. Kathy, I'm showing all of these messages to Kathy and we were like, I should really negotiate right now. For like something big. We should be like, please send something to my house. Except I'm really glad I didn't because then they would have my address. And then the last messages go, Maggie, can you answer me? I know you can see my messages.
Oh no.
Also, again, like Kathy was really convinced she knew Eunice, but like I don't have any mutual friends with Eunice. The second part of the story is that about a year ago, so in 2020, I was actually at your house and I was sleeping on your couch. And I woke up at like 5 a.m. because I had class. And I was like just kind of scrolling through Facebook. And there's an internships and jobs page for UNC students that I joined a million years ago. And somebody posted on this and said, "Does anyone know Emily Park? Is this a fake profile or a real UNC student? Definitely don't recommend working with someone that would talk to me like this for absolutely no reason at all. Very strange." And I was like, that's weird. And the screenshot of a message between this girl and Emily Park says, "Shall we continue?" And then this girl said, "No, thanks." And Emily Park said, "Oh, fuck you, bitch." And this girl said, "Excuse me?" And Emily Park said, "You heard me. Go fuck yourself." But the part where it gets wild is in the comment section. Some other random girl said, "A while back, she'd asked if any girls wanted to participate in something she called the Burping Project." And then the original poster said, "Yes." I meant more like, does anyone have a class with this person and know her? Or if it's just like a fake scam profile because of the way she talked to me. And then somebody else said, "Yep, sounds like a scammer." And at this point, I was like, it has been 5 years. It has never occurred to me that this was a scam before. And then I just sent videos of a non-student. Like this, I think about this once a year or so. It never crossed my mind that this might be a scam. I just really thought that this was like a normal ass thing that people were doing. So there are two options in front of me now. That there have been two separate projects at my university, both done by women with differently but stereotypical Asian women names. So Eunice Kim and Emily Park, who also happen to not have any real like online affiliation with UNC, who also then got weirdly aggressive and like mean to the people that were their study
subjects.
Yes, thank you. So that's one option, that this just happens to have happened twice. Or there is a middle-aged man making fake profiles of young Asian women so that young women at UNC will send him videos. It could be a woman.
That's true.
Yeah.
Women can be predatory too.
Yeah. Feminism, bitch.
Okay. Here's a third possibility.
Okay.
Is what if this all stems from like one professor at UNC? He is like, "Hey, you guys have to do this burping project and get me like good videos or else I'm going to fail you." And he's the head of the cult.
That is a possibility. I think I did Google UNC burping project.
I definitely did when you told me that second story. And I couldn't find anything.
The first link I found says ballers, crab walkers, burping Egyptians, ass painters.
Burping Egyptians. That sounds like a band name.
The Burping Egyptians. I like that. I would definitely go to a Burping Egyptian show.
Have we ever tried to Google in like a JSTOR kind of place where it was like actually about research and see if this some kind of paper pops up?
Let me use Web of Science. So I'm in a master's program right now. I have good access to research.
You have good science.
Yeah. I logged in so I can save any of these queries. I have to do a list of burpings that are ors. So like it doesn't have to have burp and burping and belch.
Oh, okay.
And then a list of
gender or race.
Yeah. Molecular cloning and phylogenetic analysis of a novel burp domain. So none of these things are about gender stereotypes and burping. I also added North Carolina to the search and it went from 152 results to 2 results. And one of them is about Asian functional gastrointestinal disorder symptom clusters.
So we can conclude that this is not a real research project.
Yeah, this is no science.
Did you message the girl or post? You should.
Can I just, what if I just respond to this post and say like, "Hi, I realize it's been a year since you posted this, but it's been on my mind the whole time
because I was traumatized by a similar situation." And then say like, "If you've been affected, please reach out to me. I would love to share stories."
I'm gonna read it and then tell me if I'm good to post. "I realize it's been a year since you posted this, but it's been on my mind ever since. I was traumatized by a similar interaction while a student at UNC in 2015. If you or anyone you know has been affected by fake burping research, please reach out to me. I would love to share stories and get to the bottom of this very strange scam. I posted it.
Yes! I'm very excited for what might come out of this. If you've been hurt by a burping scam, call the lawyers at Belgian Associates.
I'm Marilyn, and plumb nobody believed me when I got suckered into this burping cult. But Belgian and Associates helped me stand up to my abusers. And if you just have a little bit of courage, they can help you too.
Call 1-800-457-BURP. Get justice for yourself or your loved one today.
We're good to talk about Tickled.
When did that come out? It was definitely after you graduated, right?
Yeah. Okay, so Tickled came out in 2016. I watched it in late 2017. It's a weird documentary.
If you haven't watched it.
It's a documentary about the seedy underbelly of online tickling competitions. And it begins with somebody who finds them and thinks that they're a joke and starts researching them. They are then harassed and called, like, and said, like, oh, like, we don't interact with homosexuals. That's a sin. This isn't a gay activity. It's just men tickling each other for sport. It's not gay. And then he was like, well, this seems interesting, and decided to do a documentary on it. And after a lot of research and, like, a surprising amount of dark turns, you find out that, like, for 20 years, the entire online tickling video industry has been financially backed by one man who has, like, familial wealth. Like, his father made a shitload of money. And he's been in jail for a while and has still been pulling the strings and, like, creating these, like, shell companies to make men tickle each other so that he can, like, put them on the internet and, like just have this like, collection of tickling videos.
And also, like, the man pretended to be a woman for a while, right?
Yes. And he also, like, did have people he hired to harass people who were not him, to kind of throw people off the scent. But yeah, he did pretend to be a woman quite often. I think the burping thing, I don't think this is a huge conspiracy. I think it's just one guy that figured that if he posted on, like, college forums, college students will do anything for $50.
Which is true.
Yeah. I think that's all it is.
What are the odds that you'll meet somebody else in real life that has ran into something similar?
I think
if your post works out.
I mean, yeah, I would love to. I would love to have a coffee with this girl. But I also think that, like, if anyone's going to find those people, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm very confident.
Like, one, I'm the only person I know who would have gotten into the situation in the first place. But then also, like, I attract weird, and I just don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that I attract somebody else who's been in this kind of situation.
Oh, let's do the image search.
I'm going to take a screenshot and then...
Yeah, it was probably good enough for Google's algorithms.
Thanks, Googs.
This podcast is sponsored by Google. No, it's not.
But Google, hit us up.
Hit us up for some money. No, wait. We're not paying you money. You have a lot of money already.
I don't think Google needs our podcast money.
I also fully don't think we're ever going to make any money from this podcast. So I'm doing Eunice and you're doing Chung-Yun?
Yeah. I didn't get anything for Eunice. Or not for Eunice, for Chung-Yun.
Oh. Oh, this is kind of racist, Google. It's like visually similar images, a whole bunch of pictures of other Asians that are not the same Asian. What if you message her again?
Okay, I'm gonna do it. I have no fear. I live on a different continent. I'm gonna say, do you still eat burpers?
Yeah, no, pretend like nothing had happened and then pretend like, hey, I'm still up to do the burping videos if you want to schedule a time.
Yeah, just say, like, hey, I've given it some thought and I'm actually still into do burping videos. When's good for you?
I'm really excited to continue the saga. Also, I have to somehow cut, like, a 2-hour recording into a 30-minute podcast.
Yeah, but, like, most of it is bullshit. So, like...
but I still have to wade through the bullshit.
Sorry, friend.
So what do you think is the moral of the story?
I think the moral of the story is try to be a little less dumb than I am. Like, if somebody is like, hey, I need proof that women can burp, but then they're like, how do you burp? What is your burping strategy? How long can you burp? Can you burp harder? Can you burp stronger? Can you burp better? Then, like, maybe stop sending them videos of you burping.
And also, if you have ever experienced something similar, please, please, please contact us, because we have no more information than what we have right now.
Yeah. And also, like, we'll keep you updated if this other girl gets back to my post that she posted from a year ago.
We'll see. Maybe we'll unravel a giant underground cult.
Yeah. And we'll invite you to join for the low, low cost of $29.99.
Our listeners what the random word is.
Yeah. So like the structure of our pod is that I plan a story every week, and then also once Michelle has to give me a random word, and I have -8 seconds to think of a story that has something to do with that.
I think the random word today is going to be pickle.
This is easy. So I used to, like, when I was living in Florida, I did a lot of working in the middle of nowhere. And I was working a lot in this town where, like, a lot of America's cabbage is produced. And it's next to another town where a lot of America's potatoes are produced. That town is called Spuds. They had a vegetable stand on the side of the road. It was my favorite place. I have a shirt that I got there that says crew on the back. Because it's like I'm part of the crew. It was called County Line. If you're ever in Hastings, Florida, hit it up. Everything's super fresh. But I arranged a thing with my friend Sarah where I would go to this vegetable stand. I would buy way too many vegetables. Then I would show up at her house. I would drop the vegetables off. And then I would leave. And she would call me later and be like, the pickles are ready. Because she would just make me, she would just, the exchange was I would buy all the vegetables and then she would pickle them. So then I started calling her my pickle bitch, which at first she did not like. But the thing is, the longer you call someone a bitch, the more it grows on them. Don't take that message. That's a bad message. Made me infinite pickles. But then also I told my dad's friend and he was like, no way her pickles are better than my pickles. And he's like planning to like get my dad some pickles so that my dad can bring me some of his best pickles for Christmas, which is a little weird. So basically, like, I have a lot of people falling over to give me pickles.
Whoa.
Dave is going to get, like, meet my dad somewhere, give him a jar of pickled okra so that my dad can bring it to Germany.
Wow.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if I'm going to keep this in or not, but the drinking game is burping. Whoa.
Wow. Oh, I tried to burp and it didn't work. Oh, that was really disappointing.
Drink.
This whole process takes a half an hour because... That one was really... I'm definitely going to wake somebody up.